Will you please turn to Psalm 8?
请我们一同来看诗篇第八篇。
We'll read the whole song.
我们要来读整篇的诗篇。
Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy majesty above the heavens.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou established praise because of thine adversaries to steal the enemy and the avenger.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和赤奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
When I see thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and stars which thou hast established,
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
便说人算什么，你仅顾念他；世人算什么，你仅眷顾他。
Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and splendor.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Thou hast made him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put everything under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡进行海盗的，都伏在他的脚下。
Sheep and oxen, all of them, and also the beasts of the field, the fowls of the heavens and the fishes of the sea, whatever passes through the path of the sea. Jehovah our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
May we have a word of prayer.
让我们一同有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to praise and thank Thee.
主啊，我们要感谢赞美你。
That we may gather together tonight in Thy precious name.
叫我们今天晚上在你宝贵的名下一同相聚。
We remember Thy word.
我们记得你的话。
Thou dost say that wherever two or three are gathered together unto My name, there am I in the midst of them.
你说过，如果有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们的中间。
We believe thy word,
我们相信你的话。
And we do praise and thank thee for thy presence with us.
所以我们为着你与我们同在，我们感谢赞美你。
We just place this time under thy feet.
我们要把这一段的时间放在主的脚前。
And we ask that thou would take thy place among us.
我们愿意主在这里得着你该得的地位。
That you be the Lord of this time.
让你在这段时间里面实在是主。
That thou will open thy word to us by thy spirit.
借着你的灵，把你的话语向我们打开。
And open our spirit to thy word.
叫我们的灵向着主的话也是敞开的。
That thou mayest be glorified.
叫主能够得着荣耀。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.As our brother already mentioned, we will have four sessions this time.
刚才弟兄已经提过了，这一次我们会有四次的聚会。
Tonight, tomorrow morning, God willing.
今天晚上，明天早上，如果主愿意的话。
And the following weekend.
下一个周末也是礼拜六和礼拜天。
Now, what should we consider together for these four?
那么在这四次的聚会里面，我们需要来思想什么呢？
As I waited upon the Lord, this verse in Psalm 8 verse 4 came to my heart.
当我在主的面前等候的时候，在诗篇第八篇第四节，这些话就临到我的心中。
Actually, it is just the first sentence.
实在来说只是头一句
or the first question，
或者说头一个问题
what is man，
人算什么。
So this time we will consider together what is man，
所以这一次我们要一同来看人算什么。
We will consider what is man in God's creative purpose。
首先我们要来看在神创造的旨意里面什么是人。
What is man after he sinned and fell？
在人犯罪堕落了以后人是什么。
That is the natural man，
这就是说天然的人。
And what is man after he believed in the Lord Jesus and did not follow the Lord？
当一个人他相信了主耶稣以后却没有跟从主，那他算什么。
The carnal man，
就是属肉体的人。
And finally, the spiritual man.
最后就是一个属灵的人。
The man that answers to God's purpose.
就是一个能够应许，能够答应神旨意的人。
So I do hope that brothers and sisters will keep this in mind.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我盼望你们能够把这个记住。
And if it's possible,
如果可能的话，
I hope that you will be here at every session.
我盼望你们能够参加每一次的聚会。
Because it is continuous，
因为信息是连贯的。
So this evening we will talk about what is man。
所以今天晚上我们要来看什么是人。
When David asked this question，
当大卫问这个问题的时候，
He asks full of surprise and gratitude。
他是满了稀奇，也是满了感谢。
What is man？
人算什么
？What are we？
我们是什么
？So we are going to examine ourselves。
所以我们要来看看我们的自己。
You know, it is very strange that we know everything around us, but we do not know ourselves。
知道很稀奇的一件事，我们对我们周围的事物都很认识，却不认识我们的自己。
If we try to examine ourselves，
假如我们要来查验我们自己的话，
by self introspection you will never be able to know ourselves。
如果我们看自己的话，我们永远不会认识我们的自己。
If we try to examine ourselves，
如果我们要来查验自己，
we will either be elated，
我们有的时候就好像洋洋得意，
or be deflated，
我们有的时候就会觉得非常的失望。
We will never come to a real understanding of ourselves，
我们总不能够真正的来认识我们的自己。
Now why is it so？
那为什么会这样呢？
It is because as the scripture says，
因为就好像圣经告诉我们的，
The heart is deceitful above all things and is incurable，
人心比万物都诡诈。
Who can know it？
谁能认识他呢？
It is only God who examines our heart。
只有神能查验我们的内心。
We cannot know ourselves。
我们自己不认识自己。
We will be deceived by ourselves。
我们是自己欺骗自己。
We not only deceive others, but we actually deceive ourselves。
我们不但欺骗别人，也欺骗自己。
If we try to examine ourselves in our own light，
如果我们在自己的亮光里面要来查验自己的话，
Then it will fulfill what Isaiah says，
就会好像以赛亚所说的。
Isaiah says now if we surround ourselves with the light of the fire that we ourselves kindled，
以赛亚说如果我们是以我们自己所点起的火来照亮我们自己的话，
What will be the result？
结果是怎么样呢？
We will lie down in sorrow，
我们就要在哀痛悲痛中躺下来。
So it is impossible for us to know ourselves，
所以我们自己要认识自己是没有可能的。
The only way we can really know ourselves is in the light of God，
我们唯一能够认识自己的方法乃是借着主的光。
In Psalm 36 we are told that in thy light we see light，
在诗篇36篇里面说到，在你的光中我们能够见光。
So it is only in the light of the word of God，
所以只有在神的话语的光里面
are we able to really know who we are，
我们才能够真正的来认识我们是什么。
What is man，
人是什么。
David considered God's creation，
大卫他就思想到神的创造。
He looked at the heavens，
他就看见天。
He saw the moons and the stars and all these things，
他就看见月亮、星宿和其他的。
Then he said，
他就说
What is man，
人算什么。
When you see the creation of God，
当你看见神的创造，
The beauty， the majesty of creation，
你看见创造的美丽，创造的伟大，
The immensity， the greatness of the universe，
你看见宇宙是那么的无限，那么的伟大。
Now what is man，
但人算什么呢。
In Isaiah we are told that all the nations are like a drop in a bucket.
在以赛亚书就告诉我们说，列国只不过是好像一桶水里面的一滴。
Like the dust on the scales.
就好像在鳞片上的一点的灰尘。
Now if that is the case, then what is an individual person?
那如果是这样的话，那一个人算的什么呢？
So David, as he looked at the creation of God,
所以大卫当他看见神的创造的时候，
and then we look at himself,
然后他就来看自己，
he cannot help but cry out, "What is man?"
他没有办法不呼喊说人算什么。
In comparison with God's creation,
如果跟神的创造来比较的话，
man is so tiny, is so nothing.
人是那样的微小，那样的无有。
And yet God created man as his masterpiece，
然而神是创造人，人就是神的杰作。
And yet God made man the head over all the created beings，
神又把人立为所有被造之物的管理，所有被造之物的。
And then God crowned him with glory and honor，
神又赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Now how is it all this possible？
那这一切是怎么可能的呢？
So when he considered all these things，
所以当他思想这一切的时候，
he cannot help but cry out， how excellent is thy name over all the earth，
他就没有办法不在这里呼喊说，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地。
It draws out from him worship to his God，
从他的心里就涌出了敬拜。
Now brothers and sisters， if we really know what is man in God's heart，
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们真的知道在神的心里人算的什么的话，
if we really understand what is man in God's creation，
如果我们真的明白在神的创造里面人算什么的话，
according to God's thought concerning man，
按着神怀的意念，
I believe we will worship God as David did，
我就相信我们就要好像大卫一样的来敬拜神。
So this evening we would like to look to the scripture，
所以今天晚上我们要一同来看圣经。
And to see the man that God created，
我们要来看神所创造的人。
This brings us back to Genesis Chapter 1.
这就把我们带回到创世纪第一章。
After God had created the heavens and the earth，
当神创造了天地以后，
And then you find at last on the sixth day，
你就看见在第六天，
He created man，
他就创造了人。
But you will notice in Genesis Chapter 1，
然而在创世纪第一章你就留意到，
That the creation of man is very differentfrom the way God created everything else。
神创造人的时候跟创造其他的方法是不同的。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26，
在创世纪第一章第二十六节，
And God said， Let us make man in our image after our likeness。
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜， 牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
In other words, before God created man,
换句话说，在神还没有创造人以前，
God had a thought, a concept.
神有一个意念。
Or we may put it this way.
或者让我这样说，
Before God created man,
在神还没有创造人以前，
there was a council among the Godhead.
在三位一体的人，三位一体的神的里面就有了一个的商议。
And we know that God is a triune God.
我们知道神是三位一体的神。
Three and yet is one.
三却是一。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神和圣灵。
Before God created man,
在神还没有创造人以前，
there was a council among the Godhead.
三位一体的神就商议。
They considered together and said, "Now let us make man."
他们就说我们要造人。
You know this never happened with the other creation.
你知道在创造其他东西的时候，这没有发生。
With all the other creation, God said the word, and it was done.
创造其他东西的时候，神说了，事就成了。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, we are told.
在希伯来书第十一章第三节告诉我们
that the world was created by the word of God.
世界是借着神的话创造的。
It was not something that just appeared.
不是就是这样自然产生的。
God said, "Let there be light, and light be."
神说要有光，就有了光。
That is the way that God created the whole universe.
这就是神创造整个宇宙的方法。
But in the creation of man.
但是在创造人的时候
there was a council among the Godhead.
三位一体的人，这神就商议。
The Father talked to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
父跟子和圣灵交通。
And they talked together and said, "Well, let us make man."
他们交通了以后，他们就说我们要造人。
So you see that man is not a product of evolution.
所以你看，人不是进化论演变而来的。
Man is the concept of God.
人乃是神所怀的概念。
It's the product of God's concept.
神乃是神概念里面所产生出来的成
果。After God's deliberation,
当神商议了以后
，God decided and said, "Now let us make man."
他们就决定了，他们要造人。
And then when God decided.To make man.
当神确定了要造人的时候
Now he said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness."
他就说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人。
Now this God never did with any other creation.
你知道当神创造其他的东西的时候神从来没有这样做。
He never did it even with the angels.
甚至创造天使的时候也没有这样做。
Only in the creation of man.
只有在创造人的时候
God said, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness."
神说要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式来造人。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道弟兄姊妹们
when you look at the creation of God,
当你看见神的创造
they remind us of the power of God.
他们就提醒我们神的能力。
They remind me of the deity of God.
这些就提醒我们神的神能。
We saw God's power and wisdom in creating all these things.
我们看见神创造这一切，就看见他的大能和智慧。
And we had to recognize that He is different.
我们就能够认出神实在是不同的。
That He is God.
神是神。
Only God can do such a thing.
只有神能做这样的事。
So you find in all the creations,
所以你看见在一切的创造里面
God expressed himself to a certain degree.
神就借着这些把他自己彰显出来。
He expressed his wisdom, his power, and his divinity.
他的大能、他的智慧和他的神性就彰显出来了。
But in creating man,
但是当他创造人的时候
He created man in his image according to his likeness.
他乃是照着他自己的形象按着他的样式来造人的。
That is to say, in creating man,
那就是说当他创造人的时候
God not just manifest something about him in the universe.
神不单是把自己在宇宙里面彰显一部分。
God in creating man actually revealed himself.
当神创造人的时候，乃是把他自己来彰显。
Because man was made in the image of God.
因为人乃是按着神的形象来做的。
Now the word image and the word likeness, there is a little difference.
你知道形象和样式有一点的不同。
Image refer to inner character.
形象乃是讲到里面的品质。
And likeness refer to outward form.
样式乃是讲到外面的结构。
God said, "Let us make man in our image."
神说，我们要按着我们的形象来造人。
Now, what is the image of God?
那神的形象是什么呢？
What is the inward quality of God?
神内在的秉持是什么呢？
We know God is spirit.
我们知道神是一个灵。
So when he created man, he gave man a human spirit.
所以当他创造人的时候，他就把灵赐给人。
We know God is the supreme free will.
我们知道神就是那个最高的自由的意志。
So he created man with a free will.
所以他创造人的时候也给他有自由的意志。
God is a moral spiritual being.
神是一个有道德有灵的的一位神。
So he created man as a moral spiritual being.
所以他创造人的时候也叫他是有灵有道德的。
Of all the creation,
在所有的创造里面，
man alone has the capacity to receive God into him.
只有人能够有度量把神接到他的里面，
and to be united with God in love, in life,
又能够在生命里与神相连。
Only man has such potential.
只有人能够有这样的度量。
Because God created man in His image.
因为神创造人的时候乃是按着他的形象。
And after His likeness.
也是照着他的样式。
Now we know that God is spirit.
我们知道神是一位灵。
Therefore, there is no likeness, no form, no appearance.
那应该就没有样式了，没有外面的形象了。
But among the triune God,
但是在三位一体的神的里面，
the second person has a likeness.
第二位的神有样式。
And that's the reason why we find that today we may know God in the second person.
所以这就是为什么我们今天在第二位神的里面我们可以认识他。
Now God created man in such a way.
神是怎么样创造人呢？
So man becomes the masterpiece of God.
神创造人，人乃是神的杰作。
And then God said,
然后神说，
Let man have dominion over all the other created things upon this earth.
神说要派他们管理在世上一切其他的活物。
In other words,
换句话说，
God established man as his representative on this earth.
神乃是在地上要人来做神的代表。
So you see, this is the man that God created.
所以你看，这就是神所创造的人。
What a glorious creation it is.
这是一个何等荣耀的创造。
Created in the image of God after his own likeness.
乃是按着神的形象，照着他的样式。
And are given dominion over all the earth.
又被派来管理一切地上的国
土。To be God's representative.On this earth,
来做神在地上的代表。
Now that is the thought of God in creating man.
所以这就是神创造人的时候所怀的意念。
Then we go to the second chapter of Genesis.
然后我们就来到创世纪第二章。
And we say how man was created.
我们就说人是这样创造的。
In chapter 2,
在第二章
verse 7.
第七节。
And Jehovah Elohim formed man dust of the ground and breathed to his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
第二章第七节，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
In the actual creation of man,
在实在的创造里面，
God took the red earth,
神就拿一些的泥土，
formed the form of a man,
就造成了一个人的形象。
And then God breathed into his nostril the breath of life,
然后神就将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
In other words, something that comes directly from God into man.
换句话说，从神的里面直接的就来到人的里面。
And not just say a word,
神不是说一些的话，
but he actually breathed the breath of life into man.
神实在是把生气吹在人的里面。
And the Bible said man became a living soul.
圣经就说他就成了有灵的活人。
Now if you read very carefully,
如果你很小心的来看，
we are told in the original Hebrew,
在原文希伯来文里面是这样说的，
God breathed into the nostril of man the breath of life.
神乃是把多生命的气，是众数的生命，吹在人的鼻孔里。
Yeah, the life there in the original is in plural number.
这里所讲的生命的气是众数的。
Now, what does it mean?
这意思是什么呢？
It means that when God breathed into man,
换句话说，当神吹气进人的里面的时候，
that breath of God becomes the human spirit.
这一个神的气就成了人的灵。
And when that spirit touch that body,
当这个灵摸着这个人的时候，
then another life comes forth,
另外一个生命就出来了。
And that is the soul of man,
这就是人的魂。
A living soul,
一个活的魂。
So you find that man is a tripartite,
所以你看，人是有三部分的。
Just like God is a triune God,
就好像神是三位一体的人，
man,
一体的神一样。
Man have a spirit, a soul, and a body.
人有灵魂和体。
Man's body is made of earth,
人的身体是用泥土做的。
So if you analyze the body of man,
所以如果你要来分析人身体的成分的，
you will find it has the same elements as you find in the red earth.
你就看见人身体的成分和泥土的成分是一样的。
Because we have this human body,
因为我们有一个肉身的身体。
And it is made of earth,
是用泥土做的。
So it gave us communication with our surroundings,
就叫我们跟我们周围的环境能够有接触。
It gave us a world consciousness,
就给我们对这个世界能够有一个感觉。
We know the world around us,
我们认识在我们周围的世界。
We can taste it, we can see it, we can hear it, we can touch it,
我们可以看见，我们可以听见，我们可以摸到它，我们可以闻到它。
So with our five senses we are able to be in touch with the world around us,
所以我们就可以用我们的五官来感觉在我们周围的事物。
And then man is a living soul,
人也是一个活的魂。
That is, there is a human life that enables man to live,
这就是说在人的里面有一个生命叫我们能够活。
It is human life,
就是人的生命。
An animated life,
这是一个动物的生命。
And because of thiswe are able to know, be conscious of ourselves.
因着这个，我们就能够感觉到我们的自己。
We have our will,
我们有我们的意志。
We have our mind,
我们有我们的心思。
We have our emotion,
我们有我们的情感。
And that tells us ourselves.
这就告诉我们关于我们的自己。
So that gives us self-consciousness.
这就给我们有一个自觉。
But thank God, withinOur soul, there is the spirit.
但是感谢神，在我们的魂里面有灵。
And that spirit comes from the breath of God.
这个灵乃是从神的气来的。
Therefore, you find we are able to communicate with God.
这就是为什么我们能够与神有交通。
We have the capacity to receive God into us.
我们有这样的度量，能够接受神到我们的里面。
So our spirit gives us God consciousness.
所以我们的灵就我们叫我们能够感觉到神。
Now, according to God's order,
按着神的次序，
God wants man's spirit to be the master.
神要人的灵是来做主的。
Because man's spirit is in communication with God's spirit.
因为人的灵乃是和神的灵来有交通的。
And in man's spirit, he receives God's will.
人的灵就能够接受神的意思。
Then it will pass on to our soul.
然后这个就能够传到我们的魂。
Our soul will understand it.
我们的魂就能够明白。
Our soul will agree to it.
我们的魂就能够同意。
Our soul will endorse it.
我们的魂就来遵行。
And then our soul will give command to our body to work it out.
我们的魂就叫我们的身体来活出神的旨意。
Now that is the divine order in the creation of man.
这就是神创造人的时候他所要的次序。
Now after God created man,
当神创造了人以后，
He put man in a garden.
他就把人放在一个园子里面。
It is called the Garden of Eden.
就是伊甸园。
Now Eden simply means pleasure.
伊甸就是快乐的意思。
God put man in a pleasant garden.
神把人放在一个快乐的园子里面。
I believe even today we enjoy garden.
我相信就是今天我们也很喜欢我们的花园。
Because it gave us some pleasure.
因为实在是叫我们有这种快乐。
So you see, God's thought for man is noble and good.
所以你看神向人所怀的意念实在是非常美好的。
And in the garden, God planted all kinds of fruit trees.
在这个园子里面，神就栽种了各种的果树。
And in the midst of the garden,
在园子的中间
，there was the tree of life.
有生命树。
And by its side, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
在它的旁边有分别善恶树的善恶的树。
And then God said, you can eat all the trees, fruit of the tree.
你可以吃所有树上的果子。
There is only one tree you cannot eat.
只有一棵树的果子你不能够吃。
And that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那就是分别善恶的树。
Because in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
因为你吃的日子你必定死。
At the same time, God told the man he created.
同时神又告诉他所创造的人。
Now, you are to till and to guard the garden.
神是要他来栽种来管理这个园子。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道，
God put man in the garden.
神把人放在园子里面。
God gave him a command.
神给他一个命令。
Of all the trees you can eat, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所有的果子你都可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树的果子你不可以吃。
And then God also gave him a commission.
神又给他一个的工作。
You are there to till the ground and also to guard the garden.
你要在那里来修理看守。
Now why is it God gave man such a command?
为什么神要给人这样的一个命令呢？
Of all the trees you can eat.
所有的树的果子你都可以吃。
And that includes the tree of life.
就包括了生命树的果子。
You know, when you put something in the middle of the environment.
你知道你如果把一样的东西放在原子的中间。
Of course, it will attract your attention.
这就当然来遮住你的注意。
So God put the tree of life in the midst of the garden.
所以神就把生命树放在园子的当中。
He is suggesting to man, take it.
他乃是向人建议说你要吃。
This is the best fruit.
这就是最好的果子。
And we know that the tree of life represents the divine life of God.
我们知道生命树的果子就是代表神圣神圣的生命。
God puts His own divine and created life in that tree.
神把他自己神圣被受造的生命放在这棵树的里面。
And He offered Himself to man.
他把他自己来给人。
Now if you eat this tree of life,
如果你吃生命树的果子。
You not only are able to live as a human being,
你不单能够活着是一个人
but, and also you are able to receive God's life, divine life into you.
你更是能够把神神圣的生命接到你的里面
You will be united with God in life.
你就能够在生命上与神联合
And then you will be able to fulfill God's purpose in creating you.
然后你就能够达到神创造你的目的。
Now God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil by the side of that tree of life.
神又把分别善恶树放在生命树的旁边。
Now why is it so?
为什么呢
？Because God wants man to make a choice.
因为神要人来做一个拣选。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道弟兄姊妹
if God creates us with a free will.
如果神创造了我们，给我们有自由的意志
，and yet He does not give us opportunity to choose.
然而他没有给我们机会来拣选的话
，now what is the sense of having a free will?
那给我们有自由意志有什么意思呢
？Now after God created us with a free will,
当神给我们有自由的意志
，He respects us.
他尊重我们
，He will give us opportunity to choose our destiny.
他要给我们机会来拣选我们。的重点
He does not make us a robust.
他不要把我们创造我们好像是机械人一样。
He wants us to be living and free.
他要我们是活的，是自由的。
He gave us an opportunity to choose.
他给我们有一个机会来拣选。
To choose between the tree of life.And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们要拣选生命树呢，或是分别善恶树呢
？But he warned us.
但是他警告了我们
，Don't eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你不要吃分别善恶树的果子
，Because the day you eat, you shall die.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
God wants us to live. He does not want us to die.
神要我们活，他不要我们死。
He wants us to live with.His life.
他要我们结着他的生命活
Then we will fulfill our very being.
那我们就能够达到我们的实在的目的
Now if we do not choose His life,
如果我们不选择来得着神的生命
and choose something else,
乃是拣选其他的
the result will be death.
结果呢就是死亡。
You know, brothers and sisters, all the trees in the garden are good for food.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，在伊甸园里面，所有的果子都是可以做食物的。
We have a body.
我们有一个身体。
And this physical body needs food.
这一个肉身的身体需要食物。
To sustain us.
来维持我们。
So God prepared all the good trees, all these fruit trees there.
所以神就预备了各样的果树。
Now in the beginning, you know, men only eat fruit.
你知道在开始的时候人只是吃果子
I often think if we can eat fruit and nothing else how good it will be
我常常想如果我们只是吃果子的话那是多么的好
So these fruit trees are God's provision for our physical needs
所以这各样的果子乃是神为着我们的肉体所预备的
Then the tree of life
然后又有生命树
It is the fruit for our spirit
这个果子乃是喂过我们的灵的
Our spirit needs nourishment.
我们的灵也需要营养
And that tree of life is the food for our spirit.
生命树的果子乃是我们的灵的食物
It strengthens our spirit.
就叫我们的灵能够得着力量
It brings our spirit in union with God the spirit.
就叫我们的灵能够与神的灵合一
That we may understand, we may know God.
叫我们能够认识神，明白神。
Now, what is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
那么分别善恶树是什么呢
？You know, sometimes people say, "Well, that is a bad tree."
你知道有些人说就这是一棵不好的树。
Now I wonder whether God would plant a bad tree in the Garden of Eden.
我就不知道神会不会把不好的树放在伊甸园里面。
I personally feel that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not a bad tree.
我自己的感觉乃是说分别善恶树的不是一棵坏的树。
Actually, it is a better tree, but not a best tree.
实在来说，那是一棵不错的树，但是呢，不是最好的树。
All the fruit trees are good fruit trees.
你知道，所有的树都是有好的果子的。
Food for our body.
都是为着我们身体而有的食物。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
分别善恶树的果子呢？
Now think of knowledge.
我们想想看，我们想想关于的知识的事。
It is the tree of knowledge.
是一棵给我们知识的树。
Now is knowledge good?
那知识好不好呢？
And of all the knowledge in the world,
你知道在世界里面所有的知识，
There is no knowledge.Higher than the knowledge of good and evil.
没有一个知识是比分别善恶更高的。
You know scientific technological knowledge.
你知道科学科技上的知识。
You have philosophical knowledge.
我们也有哲学上的知识。
But then you have the moral knowledge, ethics.
我们也有道德上的知识。
Knowing good and evil.
认识。善和恶
This is the highest knowledge man can ever attain to.
这是人所能够达到最高的知识。
Man is a rational being.
你知道，人是一个有分辨能力的动物。
And we are proud of ourselves.
我们是对这一方面非常的
骄傲。Why? Because we have that kind of knowledge.
为什么呢？因为我们有这样的知识。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the food of the soul.
分别善恶树的果子乃是魂的食物
So it is not a bad tree
所以不是一棵坏的树
Actually it is a better tree than all the other fruit trees
实在来说比起其他果子的树是更好的
But it is not the best tree
但是不是最好的树
Because the best tree is the tree of life
因为最好的树呢就是生命树
God always wants us to have the best
神总是要我们得着最好的。
He offers himself as the best for us.
他把他自己就是最好的来给我们。
And the better becomes the enemy of the best.
那次好的呢，就变成最好的仇敌了。
Because aside from God, we want to attain a knowledge for our own self.
因为在神以外，我们要为着我自己来得到知识。
We want to develop our soul life.
我们要来发展我们魂的生命
To be independent of God
叫我们能够向神是独立的
To make gods out of ourselves
就叫我们自己成为神
We don't need God anymore
我们再不需要神了
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Knowledge apart from the life of God is death
在神生命以外的知识就是死亡
If it is under the life of God
如果是在神的生命以下的
It is controlled by the life of God
乃是受神的生命所控制的
It can be very useful
那就能够变成非常有用
But when it is independent of the life of God
但是假如是与神的生命没有关系的话
It results in death
结果就是死亡
And I believe brothers and sisters It is very clear to us today
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们今天来说是非常清楚的。
The knowledge that human beings are seeking today，
人类今天所要追求的知识
，at the top is what you will call ethical knowledge。
在最高的，我们可以说是我们道德上的知识。
But we know the good, we cannot do it。
但是我们知道什么是好的，却不能够去做。
We know the evil, but we do it.
我们知道什么是恶的，却是去做。
And that is death.
这就是死亡。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Now God said to man, now choose for yourself.
所以神对人说，你来做一个选择。
You are created in my image.
你是按着我的形象造的。
I have given you the capacity to receive me, the tree of life.
我创造了你，我给你有一个度量可以接受我，就是生命树。
Do you want to live by my life?
你要不要借着我的生命来活呢？
That I may express myself fully through you.
叫我能够借着你完全的彰显出来。
To transform you and conform you.
来改变你，叫你能够磨成我的形象。
That we may arrive at the purpose that I create you.
叫你能够达到我创造你的目的。
Or do you want to declare independence of me?
或者你要在这里宣告
I myself may be God.
叫我自己来做神。
Now if you do that,
如果你这样做的话呢?
The result is death.
结果就是死亡。
So God warned men about it.
所以神已经警告人了。
And God said, you are to be there to till and to guard.
神就对他说你要在这里来修理来看守。
God does not create man to do nothing.
神创造了人不是要他什么都不干。
God wants man to work.
神要人工作。
So God said you are in the garden to till.
神说你要在园子里面来修理。
To till the ground.
来挖泥土。
Now ground was not being cursed yet.
你知道在那个时候地还没有受咒诅。
In other words, you'll find that herbs were produced from the ground.
你就看见在地谷里面能够能够可以栽种。
There were no thorns and thistles yet.
没有还没有荆棘和蒺藜。
Because that will be the curse.
因为那就是咒诅。
Now before man sinned, there was no curse.
在人没有犯罪以前，是没有咒诅的。
Now why does God want man to till the ground?
那为什么神要人来挖地呢？
Because the ground can produce naturally.
因为地就能够生出一些的东西来。
And I wonder also.
我也在想。
You know, at that time, man only eat fruit.
在那个时候，人只吃果子。
Herbs are for...The grass, the herbs are for the animals.
你知道，地呢，乃是生出青草来，是喂着动物的。
And so you find that probably when God wants man to till the ground, it is not for himself.
所以神要人来挖地的时候，不是喂着他自己的。
He already had fruit as his food.
树上的果子已经是够他做食物了。
But he is to make the food more abundant for the animals.
他乃是要为着其他的动物能够有更多的食物。
You know that is the meaning of work.
你知道这就是工作的意义吗？
You do not work for your own self.
你不是为着自己来工作。
You work for others.
你为着别人来工作。
So you find that God wants man to till the ground.
所以你看神要人来挖地。
To make it to produce more abundantly.
叫地能够有更多的出产。
For the enjoyment of all the living creatures.
叫其他的活物能够得着更多的满足。
Now that's service, isn't it?
你知道这就是服事，对不对？
That's dominion.
这就是管理。
You know, dominion in the scripture is very different from the dominion we know in this world.
你知道当圣经讲到管理的时候，跟我们现在头脑上认识管理是不同的。
God will give dominion to man over all the created things.
神就叫人来管理地上一切的活物。
We will think that we will sit on a high chair and give orders.
我们就以为我们坐在道的位置上来发命令。
And let all these things just obey us and do our will.
就叫所有的天使来服从我们，来行我们的旨意。
That's the idea of dominion in our mind.
你知道，在我们的头脑里面，这就是管理。
And even you know when our Lord was on earth.
你知道，当主耶稣在世上的时候。
Among his 12 disciples.
在他十二个门徒当中
，their thought of dominion is this kind of dominion.
他们头脑里面的管理也是这样的管理。
They want to sit at the right and the left hand of our Lord Jesus.
他们要坐在主耶稣的左边和右边
，so that they can give command to the other ten.
那他们呢就可以来命令其他的十二个门徒了，十个门徒了。
So you remember our Lord Jesus said, "This is not the way."
所以主耶稣说这不是这样的。
This is the corrupted thought of dominion.
这就是。堕落以后人对管理所怀的思想。
God's idea of dominion is service.
神心里的管理乃是讲道服事。
So you remember our Lord said, among you, this is not so.
所以主对他们说，在你们中间不可以这样。
If you want to be great, you should be their servants.
你如果要伟大，你就要做他们的用人。
If you want to be the first, you should be their bond slaves.
你如果要做最大的，你就要做他们的奴仆。
Because the Son of Man does not come to minister, to be ministered to, but to minister.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
并且要把他的生命来做多人的赎价。
Now this is the idea of dominion.
这就是管理的真正的意义。
Actually, dominion and service are one.
管理其实和服侍是一样。
It is by serving that you have dominion.
乃是借着服侍你才能够管理。
Now this is the scriptural idea.
这就是圣经的的意念。
So God command man to Commission man and said, now you till the ground.
所以神就叫人，你要在园子里耕种。
And also God said, you guard the garden.
神也要他来看守。
Now why does one man to guard the garden?
神为什么要人来看守园子呢？
It gave us a hint.
就给我们有一个提醒。
That there must be an enemy somewhere.
那当然一定有仇敌在附近。
Now, if there is no enemy, you don't need to guard.
没有仇敌的话，你为什么要看守呢？
So you find that even before the creation of man.
所以你看，在还没有人还没有被创造以前，
Once upon a time,
在时间的里面，
something happened in the former world.
在从前的世界里面发生了一些事。
An archangel,
一位天使长
rebel against his creator.
背叛了他的创造者。
God gave that archangel such wisdom, such skill, such talents, such position.
神给他所创造的这个天使长有那样的才干、地位和能力。
He was a cherub.
他是一个记录
that cover the throne of God.
他乃是遮盖神的宝座的。
And yet one day that archangel,
然而有一天这一位天使长
instead of seeing God, began to see himself.
他没有看见神，他乃是看见他的自己。
He began to see his own beauty.
他就看见他自己的美丽
own talents,
他的才能
own position,
他的位置
the power God has given to him.
神所给他的能力
Pride began to rise in his heart.
骄傲就开始从他的心里出来了。
He said, I want to be equal with God.
他说我要与神同等。
The created want to be equal with his creator.
受造的要与创造的相等。
Unrighteousness began to be found in him.
不义就从他里面出来了。
And he was cast out.Of heaven.
他就从天上被赶出来。
He made himself Satan, the adversary of God.
他就成了撒旦，就是神的仇敌。
So brothers and sisters, God never created Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神从来没有创造撒旦。
God created an archangel.
神所创造的乃是一位天使长。
Very beautiful.
非常美丽。
Very talented.
非常有才能。
And yet that archangel turned himself into the enemy, the adversary of God.
然而这位天使长他把自己变成了神的仇敌，成了撒旦。
So somewhere this enemy is lurking there.
所以仇敌就在这里隐藏了。
So God said, guard the garden.
所以神说你要看守园子。
Do not allow the enemy to slip in.
不要让仇敌混进来。
On the contrary,
相反的，
if you read in chapter 1,
如果你来读第一章
verse 28,
第二十八节，
And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要圣养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
In the original, it is not manage, it is subdue.
在原文里面不是说治理，乃是说制服。
Now, what do you mean by subdue?
什么是制服呢？
Subdue is bring it back to the feet of God.
制服的意思就是说要把它带回来，放在神的脚前。
Once upon a time, when this archangel rebelled against God.
从前呢，这位天使长他背叛了神。
Evidently, the earth was his dominion.
结果呢，地就成了他所管理的。
So when he rebelled against God and cast out,
所以当他背叛神被赶出来的时候
，his dominion, the that which he had authority over, they all went into vanity and corruption.
他所管理的就变成了腐败的、虚空的。
They lost the meaning of their being created.
他们就失去了他们被创造的意义。
They disintegrated.
他们就分解了。
They lost the purpose of God.
他们就失去了神的目的。
So God created man.
所以神就创造人。
To deal with his enemy.
来对付他的仇敌。
Not only to deal with his enemy,
不单是要对付他的仇敌，
but to subdue, bring everything back to God's feet.
乃是要把一切来制服，再带回到神的脚前。
Now that is why God created man.
这就是神造人的意义。
You know, God created man in his own image. Why?
神为什么要按着他自己的形象来造人呢？
Man actually is made a little lower than the angels.
你知道神创造人的时候乃是比天使微小一点。
According to order, angels are higher than man.
你知道按着等次来说，天使是比人高一点的。
They are more intelligent than man.
他们比人有智慧。
Because they are spirits.
因为他们是灵。
They do not have a body.
他们没有一个身体。
So they are freer than men.
所以他们比人有自由。
More powerful than men.
他们比人有能力。
Man was made a little lower than the angel.
人是比天使微小一点。
And yet man was made in the image of God.
然而人乃是照着神的形象造的。
And God even offered himself to be life to man.
神甚至要把他自己来做人的生命。
Now why did God do all these things?
你知道神为什么要做这样的事呢？
Here we see the wisdom of God.
这里我们就看见神的智慧。
You know when Satan rebelled against God.
你知道当撒旦背叛神的时候，
God said a word and Satan will be destroyed.
假如神说一句话，撒旦就要被毁灭了。
And look at God didn't do that.
你看神没有这样做。
God said, I will create a being lower than the angel.
神说我要来造一个活物是比天使要低一点的。
And yet, that being lower than the angel is willing to cooperate with me.
然而这个活物它虽然比天使低一点， 然而它是会和我合作。
To put you to shame.
要来羞辱你。
And by that man,to bring everything back to my feet.
借助人，他要把万有再带回到他的脚。
You will be destroyed by man.
人要把你来消灭。
Now that is the wisdom of God.
这就是神的智慧。
Suppose you are fighting with a little boy.
假如说你和一个小孩子来打架。
You are 200 pounds.
你200磅。
And that little boy is only 40 pounds.
这个小孩子只有40磅。
Now, if you beat him,
如果你打他，
is it shame or is it glory?
你说这个是荣耀呢，或者是羞辱呢？
For God to defeat the enemy, it's easy.
如果神要来胜过他的仇敌的话，非常的容易。
But where is his glory?
但是这样的话，他的荣耀在哪里？
His glory is he made someone lower than the angel.
他的荣耀乃是他要来创造一个活物是比天使低一点的。
And voluntarily willing to submit himself to God.
但是呢，他是自动的， 要把自己来降服神。
And be used by God to defeat Satan.
他要被神来使用， 来, 胜过撒旦。
Now, do you see the glory there?
你看见这里的荣耀吗？
And do you see the importance of man there?
你看见在这里人的重要吗？
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们,
if we can see man in God's creative purpose,
如果我们看见人在神创造里面的目的，
Well, what do you think about yourself?
那你对自己的看法是怎么样？
You know, people today are talking about self-esteem.
你知道,今天我们常常都讲到自尊心。
Now, I'm not talking about this thing.
这不是我所要讲的。
I'm talking about we need to know what we are in God's creative purpose.
我乃是说到我们需要知道我们自己在神的创造里面的目的是什么。
Now, if we know that, we will not live up ourselves.
如果我们真的知道的话，我们就不会高抬我们的自己。
We will give glory to God.
我们乃是要把荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so that's the reason why you find David being a prophet.
这就是为什么大卫他是一位先知。
He wrote Psalm number 8.
他写了诗篇第八篇。
He is viewing the universe.
他看见整个宇宙。
Seeing the majesty of God.
他就看见在这里神的荣美。
And then he see how God created man.
然后他看见神怎么样创造了人。
A little lower than angel.
比天使微小一点。
And yet crowned with glory and honor.
然而神赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And give him dominion over all things.
又派他管理一起所造的万物。
And when David saw this,
当大卫看见这个的时候,
when he saw God's thought concerning man,
当他看见神向人所怀念,
you know, he began the song and end the song with this proclamation.
所以你看见在诗篇的开始和诗篇的结尾, 他就做了这个, 这样的宣告,
how excellent is thy name over all the earth.
耶和华我们的主啊, 你的名在全地何其美,
he gave glory to God.
他把荣耀归给神。
Unfortunately,
很可惜的,
I think we all know.
我们都知道,
it's history.
是历史,
not only ancient history, but modern history too.
不但是古代的历史, 也是现在的历史。
Our forefather Adam and Eve, they choose the wrong choice.
我们的始祖亚当和夏娃, 他们做了错误的拣选。
They were tempted by the enemy.
他们受了仇敌的试探。
They failed in their commission.
他们就在他们所, 受委托的使命上失败了。
They didn't kill as they should.
他们没有在那里耕种。
And they didn't guard as they should.
他们也没有看守。
They allowed the enemy to slip in to tempt them.
他们就让仇敌混进来了, 来试探了他们。
And they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们就吃了, 分别善恶树的果子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is a tragedy of the universe.
这就是宇宙中的悲剧。
And this continues on until today.
这个悲剧一直的持续到现在。
Adam and all in Adam died.
亚当和在亚当里的都死了。
But thank God.
但是感谢,
he raised up the second man.
他兴起了第二个人,
Christ Jesus.
基督耶稣。
The Word became flesh.
道成了肉身,
tabernacle among man.
充充满满的住在人的中间,
full of grace and truth.
满有真理,
and, in this man,
在这个人里面,
God's man of purpose is fully realized.
神在人里面的目的就达到了。
And not only in him,
不但在他里面,
but all in Christ shall be made alive.
凡在基督耶稣里的也要复活。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
we thank God.
我们感谢神。
Today we are in Christ Jesus.
今天我们是在基督耶稣里的。
And being in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里,
by the grace of God,
借着神的恩典,
through the working of His Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的工作,
we will be brought back to be the man of God's creative purpose.
我们就能够带到我们就能够恢复神创造人的目的。
In union with Christ,
乃是与基督联合。
We will be able to be used of God to subdue all things.
我们就能够被神来使用，来制服这地。
That God's purpose concerning man may be fully realized.
叫神在人里面的目的能够达到。
So this evening we will just share on the man according to God's creative purpose.
所以今天晚上我们所要交通的乃是神所创造的人，这个人神所有的目的。
May we thank God for that.
我们为着这个感谢。
Shall we pray?
我们一同来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们的天父,
as we consider thy word,
当我们来思想你的话,
our hearts are full of gratitude and adoration.
我们的心实在是满了感谢和敬拜。
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
人算什么你竟顾念他?
That thou shalt create him in thine own image.
你竟然照着你的形象来造人。
That thou shalt offer thyself even to him.
你竟然把自己来要赐给赐给他。
That thou shalt use him as thy instrument to subdue all things.
你乃是要来用借着人来制服所有的造物。
To destroy thy enemy and to reconcile all things to thy fullness.
来消灭仇敌，叫万有与你和好。
What is man?
人算什么？
Oh, we do praise and worship.
所以我们只有感谢敬拜你。
Lord, we do not want to be angels.
我们不要来做天使。
We thank thee for making us man.
我们感谢你，你创造我们，叫我们做人。
That we may be used of thee.
叫我们能够被你使用。
To glorify thy name.
来荣耀你的名。
We commit ourselves to thee.
所以我们把自己交给你。
That we may be in that man. Whom thou hast created for thyself.
叫我们能够成为你所创造的心意里面的人。
That should give us new meaning to our life.
叫我们的生命能够得着新的意义。
That should draw us into worship.
就带我们来敬拜。
We want to give all the glory to thee.
我们要把所有的荣耀归给你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.